What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Do you guys know what my name spells backwards?
God damn it, the school's calling. Hold on a second.
Are we going to say it?
Why are you laughing?
Anaj?
No, try it again. Write out Jana right now. Like, but don't do this. Don't do the swoop with the J. Do a straight with the J.
Okay, but it doesn't really spell. You're implying that it spells anal backwards?
It looks like it.
Yeah, everyone has been sending me like, oh, look at your name backwards, anal. And I'm like, I've had the name for 38 years. I'm well aware that my name spells anal.
I would have never thought. It's that thing going around with the balloons, right? Balloons,
yeah.
But you like.
Oh, I see. Like the actual mirror image of it is.
Like behind. Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Well, speaking as a cram, I mean, you know, it can always be worse.
Cram.
Oh, fair. Mark. Dad joke.
Dad joke. Well. Did you have any nicknames growing up?
I mean, when I was a little older, people called me Kathy because I hated it.
Kathy?
Because I hate it. So my college friends called me Kathy, but no, just Kat. That's really about it.
Woof. Not that that's bad. Sorry, Kathy.
It's fine. No, it's terrible. Oh, sorry.
You're just like, no.
Good.
I have Kathy. Do I have a Kathy? Like, I know older Kathy.
I just don't seem like Kathy.
Well, like, you're young.
Right. Sounds like an old name. But also, Catherine and Kathy are two different names.
Yeah, for sure. That's like when my friend used to call me Jan, and I'm like, my name is Jana.
That's a completely different name.
Don't call me Jan. I'm not 6 years old, you know, like.
But it's the same thing. Yeah. Kathy and Jan are both boomer names.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
My mom is Kathy. She's 77.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah. 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 He's fair. Like, hold up here, Karen's. Yeah. Like, no one would name their baby now Kathy. I mean, if you did, and I'm sorry, but like, I don't think anyone would name their baby Kathy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe like. I mean, some people name, like Nora, my mom's name is Nora. Other
well, they're
kids
coming
are
back
Nora.
Around.
Like, but like Kathy, like, some what's your baby's back, name? Yeah. Kathy. Like, I just, like, I don't see that.
I don't know, maybe not.
No, and I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by the cyclical nature of names.
Right?
Like, I'm Mark, yeah. My wife is Amy. There are no baby Marks, there are no baby Amys right now. Like, zero.
Yeah.
not happening. Which you think Mark's a biblical name. You think it'd be like always popular, but nope, cycles just like everything else. And I feel like in, you know, what, 50 years, all the old folks' homes are going to be full of Ashleys and Britneys and all. It's going to be weird.
That's so true.
And then our kids are going to be like, well, you would actually name your son Ashley, like, or whatever. It's such an old person name. And it's like, all right, Kathy, calm down.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Speaking of, how much would it suck to have your name Karen right now?
Oh, bad.
That would be awful. Sorry.
Okay, Karen.
I was just thinking about that.
That's amazing. Amazing point.
I would change my name.
That'd be really, yeah. Sorry, Karens.
That sucks, especially if you're not a Karen.
But if you're a Karen, you're a Karen.
But most Karens' names aren't Karen.
What do you mean?
Like most actual Karens
are not
their
Karens.
Name's not Karen, yeah. Unless you get real lucky.
Yeah. Anyway. I liked being the only Jana in school.
Yeah.
Like,
it was unique for sure.
Yeah. And like Catherine, I mean,
it's not unique at all.
I didn't know any Catherines.
Really?
I don't think so.
You didn't get that. How do you spell it? I mean, like, every, you know, it's like,
I mean, I get like that too.
Five different ways.
J-A-N-N-A.
Oh, I'm like, how do people not know how to spell your name?
Yeah. No, you have like 3 million. Oh, I actually know one Catherine. Time out, everybody. Is anyone watching The Bachelor?
No.
I heard he's like, so I was hearing some like rumors about how he was talking to Susie. Is that her name?
Yes.
And I watched back a clip. I was like, how did they even air that?
What was he doing?
Gaslighting the hell out of her.
Oh, really?
Like totally not even like, and then Nick Viall came back. It's like, wasn't gaslighting, but it wasn't like cool. But in my opinion, I'm like, dude, that was gaslighting. And then the funniest thing was, maybe I'm just like, whatever with it. But so I was talking to, I'll tell you afterwards. And the headline was, The Bachelor Clinton doesn't think he gaslit Susie. I understand that it appears that way. I'm like, that's also a very gaslighting comment. Yeah. I understand that it appears that way. No, it actually was that way. Like, there's no way like to edit out how he was like, he didn't even like, he just totally disregarded everything she was saying. Easton, you're on. Do you agree or disagree?
I just want to say one of our other fine iHeartRadio podcasts, the Almost Famous podcast, interviewed Clayton the other day. Well,
that's the one I got the quote from.
Yeah, and Ashley asked him if he was gaslighting, and he said, he's like, well, no, because I looked up the definition of gaslighting, and that means that you're doing something with nefarious purposes, and I did not do that. So therefore, it is not gaslighting.
Oh, my God, he's like, a narcissist.
Oh, my God.
Is there intentional and non-intentional gaslighting?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't, you're doing it now to me. You're gaslighting me.
Now you're gaslighting me.
You know?
But I'm like, in my mind, then I go, okay, I know these are all like, you know, and even our therapist jokes about this. She's like, these are very big 2022 words, gaslighting, mm-hmm. narcissist. Like they're overused like crazy right now. But I also think we're understanding the definition of them. And to me, it seems like if he's not even acknowledging that, like those were gaslighting comments and that he didn't even like, she was expressing her feelings, her thoughts, her emotions. And he just did not even like see them to me again, which shows that he's not very empathetic at all. And then to go on y'all's podcast and say that, it's like, to me, he's just like, it's like he's set in his own ways. I mean, he might, you know, be checking off some major narcissist box there too. But I'm like,
we should give Catherine the full background here.
Okay, go ahead.
So she was saying to him, because he's the final three now.
Yeah.
All right. And that's when they do the fantasy suites.
Right.
So you spend the night with each of them. So she was the third of the fantasy suites. Mm-hmm. And Susie said to him, hold up. You know, the first two were like, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Susie's like, hold up. Did you sleep with the other two? And he's like, yeah. And she's saying, I have a problem with that. And he's saying, what? You have a problem with me sleeping with other women? If I had known that was going to be a problem for you, I might have thought about this differently. So that's the idea of pretending that she wouldn't care that you slept with two other people within the past week is the most offensive part of it, I think.
Wait, they aired all of this, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't air any graphic lovemaking, but
I'm saying the, that response.
No, his they aired all of his, yes, like his how he talked back to her, and I'm like, if any like, wow, good, yeah, exactly, would be like, I could totally understand how that would upset you. You know, this is the unfortunate part that, yeah, we're down to. And, you know, like, I mean,
just completely turned it around on her.
1000%. Wow. Made her feel like the crazy one, which, mm-hmm, is also gaslighting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's gaslighting. Yes.
I'm sorry. Wow. You made her feel crazy. She didn't say that, but like, you made her feel crazy to have that feeling. That is the definition of fucking gaslighting. Sorry. It, mm-hmm, is. You were making that person feel crazy. You did not validate at all. You didn't even like, it, yeah.
So, wow.
And then Caitlin Brissa goes, you know, she goes on to say, like, I saw her comment about how, well, you know, when it goes down to that, that's fine. You can have, you know, like, for me too, like, I would want to have sex with them because I want to know that everyone's like, everything's working down there, you know? But,
okay.
But if I was in the opposite, and if I was in Susie's position, I would be upset. I get how that is totally hypocritical and totally not fair.
Well, I think it's just about being able to have your feeling, whichever way it is.
Yes. Also, agreed.
You can have an opinion and not be, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so the fact that,
right,
he didn't...
I mean, yes, it's the Bachelor world, right? The Bachelor world is different than real life.
Sure.
But yes, whatever she's feeling is a valid emotion.
Yeah, doesn't matter what it is.
And that's okay for her that is totally normal for her to feel that way. And the fact that he reacted in that way is just so wrong. And I'm just like, I'm not a fan. Mm-mm. At all, because he doesn't, acknowledge it. That's the thing. He doesn't acknowledge it, yes, and how he's handled
still.
Like, he's had a chance to come back and say,
had a chance to go on one of the biggest iHeart podcasts with Ben and Ashley, you know, like he still defended. Oh, I could see how it seems that way. No, there is no seems. There's no kind of, it is how it was.
Okay, so he said, he's the one that then came back and said, I can see how it seems that way. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, that's pretty bad.
He should have said, I shouldn't have said that.
Period.
Yeah, and I should have acknowledged her feelings, yes, and I should have listened.
Yeah,
wow.
I like the idea of the day I proposed to my wife, if I said to her, okay, so here's the deal. I've slept with a couple other women this week,
right,
and now I've decided you're the winner. Congratulations. You know what? Now I know. Now I know for sure it's you.
Like, how is this? How is that life? Like, I mean,
that's the fantasy.
More power to you, but no, it's just not my, jam.
It is very hypocritical though of me, huh?
Saying it's hypocritical because you would want to sleep with them to, yeah, make sure things were working out down there. But what is the other side? Why are you being a hypocrite?
Because I wouldn't want him to do the same.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's hypocritical. But it's fair. You own it.
I am owning it. There we go.
That's funny.
I would be like, just choose me.
Just choose me. You don't need to sleep with the other women. Choose me.
Yeah, but that's, I don't like it.
Never make it on The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever.
I would make it on either one of them.
Yeah, there's no way.
Nope. But yeah, I really just don't like how he's handled.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
The backlash of what he deserves, honestly. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say what he deserves. It's what, I just don't like the backlash and how he's handled. It just feels very familiar. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that he's not owning and apologizing. He's not owning anything. Mm-mm. Or apologizing. And I just don't. And
that's
should,
triggering for,
because that's,
I'm
not
sure,
fair for Susie at all. And I hope she becomes a Bachelorette and marries an amazing man.
Oh, she probably will be.
Props to The Bachelor, though. This season was very quiet. And now everybody's talking about The Bachelor. So, hey, they know what they're doing over there.
You know, at the expense of the kind of person you're going to be, you know. I don't know. That's hard. I see your point, Mark, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, go Susie is all I have to say. I don't like him.
Team Susie.
If he wants to be friends with someone, I have someone he can be friends with. So they might get along.
Truth.
Mark is scratching his head on that one. He's like,
I don't know what that was.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You're trying to hook up Clayton?
With another guy friend I know.
Oh,
another former.
Are we calling him guy friend?
I see where you're going.
A later reaction.
They'd be buddies.
Yeah, they could bro out.
Yeah, totally bro out and not apologize for they did.
Oh, it's good. Okay. We're about to have Gabby Bernstein on. She's going to school us and make our lives better. So let's take a break and get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was.
That's why I started singing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're trying to figure out?
I was like, why am I singing Happy Days? Well, because Gabby Bernstein's book is called Happy Days.
How are you guys doing?
You know what? Good. We both had therapy today. So that was lovely.
I had therapy today too.
Oh my God, we all had therapy today?
I kind of love that. Because we're all in a nice, clear mental
Today was like my, I don't know what y'all's therapy session was. We can all go around the room. Mine was.
Actually, mine is later.
Oh, it's later. Okay. Well, you can say what you're bringing to therapy if you want. But no, mine was like, I just needed to like own a bunch of stuff today to my therapist, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Got that.
Does it feel good?
Yeah. After? Feels great. Because she goes, you know what? She's like, not many people can actually come into therapy and tell like the full truth. So I was like,
I don't think I told my therapist the truth for like a decade.
Right. Same. I was like, she's the first therapist that I've ever been honest with. I've always been like teetering on, like there's, I would leave out something or I wouldn't say, well, yeah, I actually did cheat on that person or yeah. You know what I mean? Like I've always like teetered on like telling
that's,
the truth.
That's because you're now, it's like all about where you're at. You can tell the truth when you feel safe in your truth.
Right. Oh, yeah. There you go. What was yours today?
More EMDR.
EMDR. It was,
oh, you know. Good. Good.
Yeah. It was good.
Is it helping you?
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised because I'm kind of a very, well, I'm not kind of, I'm a very guarded person. So I'm actually been surprised how well it's gone.
Yeah. Cause that's that you got to get, because even I have a hard time with EMDR.
Yeah. I think she was worried it wouldn't really work well with me, but it does. It works.
Have you guys explained to your listeners what EMDR is? Do you want me to tell you?
Refresh our listeners. Cause
cool. Yeah. Cause it's so funny that we're starting the conversation about what therapy was like today, because literally that's just exactly when I just put out this book, Happy Days, which we'll talk about. And my joke with my therapist is, who do you think is going to play you in the movie? Because she's like the number one role in this book other than me.
Aww.
And you know, that through line of therapy throughout our life is such a massive game changer for what we can show up as now. And so for EMDR, which was a huge part of my therapy practice, I will drive home what that is for everybody. It's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And so what happens is when we stimulate the bilateral brain functioning, whether it's with moving your eyes back and forth or having a buzzer in either hand or a buzzer in either ear, the brain opens up its window of tolerance to reprocess old traumas, old phobias, patterns that we've been stuck in, and literally bring us out new. Depending on how big T the trauma is, if it's a big T trauma or a small T trauma, if it's a smaller, bigger T trauma, like being sexually abused or living through a catastrophic event or having, you know, an alcoholic parent, or a small T trauma could be often considered being bullied as a small T trauma, but that's actually, in my opinion, a big T trauma. But depending on how big or small the T in your trauma, the longer it may take with the EMDR journey, but it works. You feel relief immediately.
Yeah, I did. I did EMDR for my anxiety. And like, that was like a game changer. Cause I like was having real bad anxiety a couple years ago. But I will also say, to add to this point, and which I want to then go into your book, is my anxiety. I mean, I still, I had like a minor one, but like I have not had hardly any anxiety post divorce. And I thought my anxiety would be the most post divorce because I'd be alone and this and all the things that I feared. But it's like, I think when you remove things that I realize, I'm like, oh wow, that was making me have a lot more anxiety. All the like the toxicity and the, you know, the all, just all of it, you know? So I think that was like, really eye-opening for me, like, holy crap, I don't have the anxiety that I had for the last however many years.
Well, yeah, you were living in a state of hypervigilance.
Yeah, explain that.
So you were constantly on high alert.
Yes, there you go. And like in the trenches and
at when war. When you don't know what you're going to get every day, right? So, we all have different attachment styles. And when our attachment styles are activated in relationships, particularly romantic relationships, it can really put us into a state of terror, right? So let's say if you were feeling insecure in that relationship, which we understand, that insecure attachment, that anxious attachment of what am I going to get today? I got to, you know, fawn and cling to keep it, or I've got to, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but just speaking on behalf of the anxiously attached, trying to stay, trying to hold something that may be falling apart or whatever it may be, puts you into that loop of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And in that anxiety loop, you create this full blown body hypervigilance. The somatic experience of that is like constant state of stress, constant state of terror, which then shows up in your body as anxiety. Mm-hmm. Obviously maybe it caused other physical issues too. I mean, that happens for many of us, like gastro issues or neck issues or back pain. Mm-hmm. There's so much that comes out of that chronic state of anxiety.
Yeah. And I think I remember one of my, I mean, someone got, her husband was a sex addict. She ended up getting cancer. I mean, cause it's just like what the stress that anxiety causes on your body. And
that's right. That's right. That chronic state of being in fight or flight.
Okay, yeah.
You know, what am I going to have to find out today?
Yeah. But happy days. Let's go to happy days. Tell me everything about it. I'm so excited. I've ordered it on Amazon. I cannot wait to read it. So what can the listeners expect? It's exactly what we're talking about right here, right now.
I mean, you guys went right for it. It's happy days, but it's the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. In the book, I talk about my journey of remembering, first of all, when I first got clean and sober, I got sober at 25. I didn't understand why I was a cocaine addict. And then putting down the drugs, I picked up workaholism and I picked up codependency and all of the other ways that we run. And when I was 36 years old, I was, by that point in my life, you know, I'd written 6 or 7 books. I'd been on Oprah. I'd had all these big life accomplishments, but I was dying on the inside.
Why?
I didn't know. And I kept questioning, and I was brave enough to wonder, you know, what is behind this? And I was having panic attacks and meltdowns and cracking and cracking and cracking. And a few months into that, I had a dream. And the dream was of being sexually abused as a child and confronting it as an adult. When I woke up, I was like, no fucking way. Never going to look at that again. Don't want to talk about that again. No. And a few days later in therapy, my therapist and I started to talk about some things we'd never spoken about before. And I remembered. I had the full body remembrance of a dissociated memory of being abused as a child. And so that was the moment of recognizing, oh, that's what I've been running from. That's the impermissible. That's the exiled part of me. And I was 36. And that also was the day that I began the journey of really the undoing and the reprocessing through EMDR, through somatic experiencing, through internal family systems therapy, which I'd love to introduce you guys to if you don't know about it yet, through spiritual practices, through body-based work. And all of that's in the book. Literally, this is your book. You guys are going to fucking love it.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And
me too. It's my whole guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. And I keep saying out loud that like, there's literally no fucking way in hell that I would put my name on this cover and my face on this cover with that subtitle if I wasn't on the other side and living that subtitle of profound freedom and inner peace. And so this is like the trauma cliff notes of what to do when you're in that moment of facing into your truth.
But like, A, that's amazing. The other part of me is like, how do you get there though? Like, I'm like, what, like, tell me the, like, cause it's like, I want to be the girl on the cover of that book, you know?
Yeah. That's actually really beautiful vision, Jenna, is I want to be the girl on the cover of that book. In the beginning, I actually asked the reader to write a vision statement of like, what does it feel like? Where are you going? Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of cool that you just went there. I will tell you, it begins with having the willingness to accept and recognize that you've been running, that there's some ways that you've been running. And anxiety is actually another form of running from the pain and the suffering. It's sort of a what in internal family systems is known as a protector part. Mm-hmm. And to witness and notice all of the ways that we've been acting out, whether it be addictive patterns or because truly, you know, underneath all addiction is trauma. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're very familiar with mm-hmm. that. So we build up all these coping mechanisms, which I refer to in my training with IFS as protector parts, protection. Mm-hmm. So workaholism, drug addiction, sex addiction, love addiction, anxiety, even physical pain is like another protector part to avoid having to face the exiled, impermissible child parts of shame and trauma, big T or small T. And so the first step is really witnessing and noticing all the ways that you've been habitually in these patterns of numbing down, pushing down, and anesthetizing the impermissible. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into the chapter of becoming brave enough to wonder. And I very gently take the reader by the hand and just help them begin to acknowledge and notice what might be underneath that suffering. And all along the way, I'm constantly guiding back to different therapeutic models so that they can get the resources and support. I take it further and talk about how trauma affects the body and the somatic experience and how we hide behind the body. Mm-hmm. I go into a lot of body-based practices in the book. And in the next chapters that come, I talk about internal family systems therapy and how we can reparent ourselves. I also, of course, talk about EMDR. Mm-hmm. And I give EMDR practices that somebody can do in real time. I'll give you one right now. So if you don't have the privilege of having an EMDR therapist yet or ever, here's a practice. So it's called Rage on the Page, where you journal for 20 minutes. This is based on the work of the journaling method is my girlfriend Nicole gave me this method based on the work of John Sarno, who was a mind body doctor that really focused on the psychosomatic effects of our trauma. And so meditate for 20 minutes, excuse me, journal for 20 minutes. I called it Rage on the Page. So get your shit out for 20 minutes in your journal. Mm-hmm. And then meditate for 20 minutes for the reprocessing, mm-hmm. all the while listening to EMDR music. So I've got we can put this in your show notes, but I have like a whole playlist for the EMDR music and letting it just be that bilateral brain stimulation back and forth, back and forth, back and forth while you're raging on the page, getting it all out. And then in the 20 minutes of meditation, reprocessing. Mm-hmm. So that's just a practice in there. That's an example of many practices in the book. But that's one that people could begin to do and use EMDR safely on their own.
Yeah, I've been writing a bunch, so that would be helpful. I'll incorporate those other two things because I think I leave it just with the rage. I don't then recover.
Mm. And you're writing a book right now, right?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. So when in your lifetime you decide to write a book, I really recommend doing some of the EMDR meditations when you're done with your writing process, because when you write, I know whatever book you write is going to be very deep, mm-hmm. and it can also be re-traumatizing and triggering to do so. So just make sure you take care of yourself with that kind of music afterwards, and obviously like book ending with therapy and things like that. Yeah. Writing this book for me was extremely activating, and it was activating for all my loved ones and publishers and everyone that read it. Now, let me read you guys the introduction just for a sec, like three paragraphs, just to give you a sense of what happened when I wrote this book.
Oh no.
You know what might come. Introduction, the truth about this book. We're anxious for you, Gabby, said my publisher after reading the first pass of the manuscript. It feels too vulnerable, they continued. You're revealing one difficult moment after the next. You're not showing your true strength. My ability to be this vulnerable is my true strength, I responded. The conversation carried on with several moments of tears, passionate explanations defending the manuscript, mixed with mutual agreement and love. While this was a challenging conversation to have, it was necessary. This book is different from the 8 that came before. This book reveals parts of me that I'd never known were there until I started this writing process. This book tells the story of how to survive and thrive. This is my story of recovering from trauma.
Wow.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students.
and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Okay, I'll never forget when my editor called me because we had a second book deal. I mean, me and Max, and then obviously that went away. And I told her what I wanted to write, and she's like, "Well, I think you should wait until like you're like happy and in a new relationship." And I was like, "I don't want to touch on like a guy in my next book." Like, I don't want to be like, "Oh, look at me. I'm happy now. I'm in a relationship and I've got it all figured out because of X." And so I think there's something so beautiful about like the vulnerability that you share. And I think people are scared of that. It doesn't mean that you're weak or you're not strong. It means that you're so freaking strong, you know, because you're sharing it and you're, you're relating to so many people. Like, I think what I love about it is like whenever I read books, I'm like, I don't want to know how you figured it out. Like, I want to know like what you went through and then how you got to like the, where you're at now. And then also like, I also want to know too from you, Gabby, like, yes, you have happy days and you've worked through your unfortunate trauma and your anxieties, but it's like, I also want to know, like I've been in therapy for however 14 plus years. And it's like, I also want to know that like, it's normal that things still come up. And then I still have to face it. And like, I'm not just like, "Oh, I'm great. And I'm free. And I'm so happy." You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm going to forever be growing and healing and learning, and maybe things will past trigger me and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I guess I can say that while I can put my face on this cover and say that I am on the other side, I still have therapy at 5:45 tonight.
Sure.
I'm still shining the crystal that is me.
Sure.
I'm still focusing on strengthening the practices that I have in my internal landscape and being able to really use life as a opportunity to get closer and closer to these methods and live them and know them in my heart. And I don't think that we stop, but I do think that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Because I do know what it was like living in trauma and PTSD and working through it and not thinking that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, not thinking that there was ever a way I could feel safe in my body, not believing that I could ever feel safe in my letting people in more closely, being more vulnerable with close people in my life. And now I can. So I really want to give voice to recovery and to what it looks like to be on the other side. And then really acknowledge, you know, like I've been in sober recovery for 16 years. I still refer to myself as an alcoholic and a drug addict because we don't want to forget where we came from. We don't want to forget what we are capable of. But I have addressed the root cause condition of that addiction and being on the other side of the addiction and now the trauma. I want to remember and I want to stay close. And I want to, I always say when things get good, keep working harder. Because you want to really maintain and sustain that level of peace and inner freedom.
So is it when someone says like, you know, to stop, you know, bringing up the past and like it's shameful and stuff. So that's like when someone is still has their shame a hold of them, like what does that mean? Does that mean that they, you know, they haven't worked through it or?
There's a chapter in the book called Speaking the Unspeakable.
Okay.
And it's all about shame. And it helps the reader recognize their shame response. Because we all have different types of shame responses, depending. Maybe we have many. I can share with you some of them. And facing our shame is the most impermissible feeling. Mm-hmm. And so facing into that shame can be horrifying, terrifying. I did a workshop on this last week and it was like people got really triggered and activated when they just even acknowledged that shame and gave voice to it. And so we have these different ways of avoiding and pushing and running from the shame. So denying the shame, right? Saying like, oh, that never happened. I'm fine. Or things were a lot better than I said or anything like that, right? Attacking others. So when we feel shame triggered and we go into that shame response, what our initial response could be to go attack back because we don't want to face what's within. So projecting out what we don't want to look at. And there's attack yourself, right? Oh, my mantra for many, many years was I'm a piece of shit. That was literally what I said to myself on a daily basis, even while writing multiple self-help books. But I want to really identify this because that's what my publishers were saying. They're like, we're nervous because you're being so vulnerable. You're not sharing your true strength. And they were right in a way because I wasn't showing that I was able to be strong and I was able to be a presence and a source of light in people's lives. And I was able to be an expression of spiritual truth and be a spiritual teacher and show up in those ways while going through so much. Jenna, you're a great example of that. You know, it's like, you were still in the pursuit of freedom and sharing the truth and bringing light, even in the midst of some of your darkest moments. And I find it so fascinating that we're back here right now, guys. When we first spoke was like the week that you were talking about your divorce.
Yeah. And you know, I will say it's then, I mean, it's almost been a year since my divorce and just like seeing the light and seeing how different I am. It's like, there is light, but in that moment you're like, there's no light. I'm going to be in this pain forever.
But even your bravery to speak out that soon, but even your bravery to tell the truth about where you were at was a step closer to that light. You don't realize it in the moment when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But being able to give voice to these truths.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
How do you deal with walking through this in your relationship? Is it hard?
My marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, listen, my husband edits my books. After my editor at the publishing house, I have an in-house editor, and then it goes to Zach, and then it goes to the publisher. Mm-hmm. And he was really triggered by this book. Mm. Talk about my experience with suicidal postpartum depression. That was like super activating for him because it was trauma for him too, living through that. And truly the 15 years that we've been together, he's lived through my trauma journey. And that's also traumatizing for him. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work. We do a lot of work on our relationship. We do a lot of work. We practice internal family systems therapy, which I'm trained in now. And we have this powerful practice of being able to witness each other in these different parts of who we are. So when I'm seeing him activated, I can be like, oh, that's a child part that's super activated right now. And rather than raging at him, I can have compassion towards him. Mm-hmm. That's major.
Yeah. What would be, when I was talking to my therapist today too, I was telling her like, you know, it's hard being in a relationship post a healthy relationship after everything. And how do you, like, what would you say to like me or other women that like are in that next relationship? To like not let the anxiety of a what if, or I don't want to be duped again, or like, or like manifesting, or I don't know. I feel like it's just like really hard to like feel like it's real.
Sure. So a lot of it is about forgiving your ex.
Forgiving my ex? I'll tell you something, Gabby, let me just say this. I do not want an apology from him anymore.
That's
what I wanted for like a year. Mm-hmm. I do not want an apology from him anymore because I won't believe it. And B, I don't think he'll ever apologize. So I've kind of gotten to a place now where I actually don't even want it. And I can like say that and like really mean that.
Right. Great.
But I do have a hard time forgiving someone that doesn't acknowledge the abuse.
Wow. Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. Yeah. I guess forgiveness comes from the seat of compassion because, and I'm not suggesting that you push yourself into this, but it does help in your future relationships and your current new relationship.
Okay.
Because forgiveness dissolves the history. Because when we don't have forgiveness, we're taking the past and projecting it onto the present and the future.
Yeah.
But through forgiveness, we can dissolve those past experiences and be present in the present. Without bringing the baggage with us. So the one of the clearest pathways to forgiveness is through compassion. And so I'm going to speak about your ex, and I hope this isn't triggering, but I'm going to speak about him as someone I know. Not, I don't literally know him at all, but someone who I have tremendous compassion for. And you may not be here yet, Jenna, right? But I just want to speak on behalf of one addict to another. When we become addicted, we are in what is known as like a firefighter protector state. And we are doing whatever we can to numb out impermissible feelings from our history. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's not what I want him to, like, that's not the piece that I've already forgiven him. I forgive him on that addict part. It's the other stuff.
It's not being able to own up to his ways of being. Is that correct?
The abusiveness behind it all.
Let's take that even further then. Someone who could be that abusive and not own up to it is seriously suffering. Okay. Someone who could be that abusive and not own up to it and not care for the mother of his children is in a extreme amount of pain and suffering and is extraordinarily filled with terror at the fact of facing those truths.
Or maybe I'm just crazy because he seems to be happy.
Well, listen, one of the ways that we push down our shame is denial and dissociation. Uh-huh. And so this man, there's no way that he's not living with a lot of impermissible shame. And so his way of coping potentially, and God bless him, is through denial and dissociation, creating a new storyline. It wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad. Everything is okay. I'm going to show myself that everything is not bad. Mm-hmm. That's it was one coping mechanism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight up to, and then also another shame response is to attack back, to blame and shame the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because his extraordinary shame is too painful and too impermissible to feel into, that all he can do to survive is to blame and shame you.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is not that this is fucked up for you, right? That's not my point. This, like, you've been through so much. You are so strong. You are so brave. My point is that he is severely suffering.
Sure. So to have compassion, which then leads to forgiveness.
If he just started to practice to lean into what he must, how hard it must be to live in that shame.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can
right away. You just shifted instantly.
Uh-huh.
You're like, wow, that sucks, right? That really, really sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That really sucks, right? Like, you know, right now we all want to like,
and it's not excusing. I want to say it's still not an, it's not excusing anything. It's not like,
forgiveness does not mean that you excuse the behaviors.
Yes.
Forgiveness means that the behaviors no longer run your world.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I like that.
And I feel like you used to, I mean, I understand it's different now because you're not divorced anymore, but you were really good at being in that place for him and being compassionate.
I'm not divorced anymore.
I mean,
what do you mean? No.
You're divorced now. You were not divorced then.
Yeah.
But it was so easy for you, in my perspective, I felt like it was so easy for you to have compassion for him mm-hmm. in the midst of all of this and to feel, you would talk about his shame and you understood that he was in his shame. So I just feel like now, if you could, in a way, put yourself back there mm-hmm. and kind of go back to where you did have compassion for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be relatively easy for you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because you were very compassionate towards him.
Yeah. And also understanding his shame response and having this new level of awareness of like, oh, this guy is living in so much shame that he's using multiple different shame responses to stay alive pretty mm-hmm. much. Right. So he's got his attack back. And shame and blame to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to feel what's in. And then he's also got his denial and dissociation.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely has attacking himself, which he does not share openly or publicly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably carrying all the shame responses. There's more. And so just to sort of have a greater level of awareness of the suffering and the human condition of suffering and the ways that it plays out is a path to forgiveness, because the more we understand others, the more we can recognize ourselves in them. And the more that we can have compassion towards them.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's really good. I'm gonna write about that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
I know it's not an easy answer. I mean, shoot, I have been searching for it for years. I mean, obviously it's gotten better, but struggling with anxiety, and I hold myself back from doing things that I want to do. Like, for example, I'm up for something. I can't say what it is, but it would really, really, really push me mentally, physically. And the one piece that I don't want to do it is I'm like, well, what if I have an anxiety attack or my anxiety and I can't do it? So it's like, is there something that like, and I know anxiety was just fear of... Is that it? Is it fear of the unknown or fear of what's...
Would you want to work on... Okay, so I'm trained in IFS, which is a model about getting connected to these protector parts of ourselves and helping them relax. Would you want to do like a 2-minute practice with me to just talk to the anxiety? Is that comfortable or safe for you right now? It's not about going into the anxiety. It's just kind of getting to know what it needs.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be safe. Don't worry.
Sure.
It's super safe, actually. So where do you notice the, it's almost right now that we have the fear of the anxiety. We don't even have to talk about the anxiety. I'm seeing the fear of the anxiety. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just talk to the fear of the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where do you notice that in your body?
Chest. It's like an elephant sitting on me.
Elephant sitting on you. Okay. Yeah. Really good descriptive word. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And this fear, where is it in the room? Like, is it next to you? Is it in you? Is it?
It's all like in my chest.
In your chest.
Like here, the box. It's a box. It's a rectangle. Really?
Good. Okay. Is there a color?
Red. It was black, red. But it turned red because I think your shirt. I don't know.
Okay. And now just check in with it. Is there anything else that is being revealed about this fear of anxiety?
So, yes and no.
Okay.
The only reason I say yes is because my first past relationship or whatever, because he was on top of me. And so whenever I feel like my chest tight like that anxiety, it triggers me back to that moment of like, I can't escape. So I'm stuck and I'm trapped, which yeah, like I'm just trapped.
Okay. Okay. So the part of you that feels trapped, can it step aside for a moment and just like have a coffee outside? And
love it.
Like,
we're going to have a tea later. Yeah. Okay.
Like, go have some tea and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Cause you want to talk to the fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now bring your attention back to that fear and just notice anything else that comes up about it. Anything, is there an age? Is there a gender? When you think about the fear of anxiety?
No.
Nothing else. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Is it just sort of an energy? How would you describe it?
I think it's just like, it's just kind of there. It's like a little like devil, you know, it's like a devil on the right shoulder. Cause it's like, cause I've done so much freaking work about therapy, but it's still, there's still like a little piece, just like always hanging on, like not letting me fully live like without any, but I'm like, does everyone have, like, don't you have anxieties or no? Like things that will like hold you back that you'd be scared to do?
Well, there's a part of you right now, Jenna, that's coming up. That's trying to deflect.
Listen.
Yeah. Can we ask the deflector to go have some tea too?
The deflector's going to go have a smoke.
If that's the deflector, that's a great idea.
Okay. An American Spirit yellow pack. Oh, I miss it.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Go for it. Enjoy it. Now, does this part of you, the fear of anxiety, how do you, Jenna, feel towards this part of you?
Oh, I hate it.
You hate it. Oh, okay. Okay.
Because it just makes me feel like weak, you know, and like, yeah, I hate it. I don't like even like bringing it up because it's like,
okay.
Yeah. I don't like
the fear. Does the fear of the anxiety know that you're here with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel towards you?
We're pals.
Repels you.
No, we're pals.
You guys are pals.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You're like, am I your most complicated case ever?
No, not at all. So you and your anxiety are pals, but you, Jenna, feel towards it, you hate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to send a little bit of compassion and love to your fear of anxiety, your fear of the anxiety, because it's working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's working really hard to keep you safe from impermissible anxiety. So I just want to send a thank you to it for its efforts. Okay. If that fear of anxiety wasn't doing this extreme job of just, you know, making you crazy and making you hate it and working so hard, what else would it be doing right now?
I mean, if it wasn't there, I would not. I give it energy.
Okay. So it'd be giving you back some energy if it wasn't so extreme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What else would this part of you be doing if it wasn't having to be in this extreme role of keeping you on alert?
I mean, it could be like my support.
Beautiful. So if it was supporting you, what does that look like to you?
It would basically be like you got this, like you're going to be fine. Like nothing's going to happen. And if it does, we'll work through it.
Beautiful.
Like you can get on the expressway and not have a panic attack. You'll be fine. You know?
Okay. Beautiful. Okay.
Cause I still can't drive on an expressway.
Because
I'm like, I'm going to have a panic attack and I'm going to be trapped. And then I'm
So if it was supporting you, is there a place in your world that you feel supported?
Yeah, like my friends.
With your friends. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you invite this fear of anxiety to
Queendom? It's our group chat. Yeah.
Yeah. Sit on the sofa with you guys and like drink some wine and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just visualize that for just a second as we wrap up this process? Just notice what it feels like to bring the fear of anxiety to your crew of your girl gang and your people. How does it feel when it's with you guys?
I kind of want to love on it.
There we go, Jenna. Thank you. When you want to love on it, what would you say towards it?
You're okay. You're fine. Like, I got you. Like, it's all going to be okay. You're safe.
You're safe. Okay. Can you make a commitment to your fear of anxiety that the next time you notice it, you can bring it to the sofa and your sweats and your girls and your wine, and you can hang out and just visualize what that would look like?
Yeah, I'll do that. Or I'll DM you, one of the two.
Maybe for the sake of this moment, you make the commitment.
Okay, I'll make the commitment. Okay. Yes, I will. I'll bring it into queendom.
And so right now you can feel into that feeling of feeling love towards it.
Yeah, now my chest isn't as heavy.
There we go.
There we go. Thanks, Gab. God, I love you.
Yeah, we always, you know, you're so fun to do work with. Like last time we tapped and now we did this.
The tapping.
Super open. And what you did, just to explain to your listener what just happened. So by noticing and giving voice to and focusing on the part, that part of you, and seeing it as like something separate from you, not you. It's not you. It's a part of you. Mm-hmm. And being and bring giving voice to it and asking all those other protectors that were trying to get in the way to step aside and have a coffee and a cigarette or tea and a cigarette. We were able to have a conversation and connect to and create a direct line of connection from your adult resourced, undamaged self to the fear part. Mm-hmm. And the same way you would speak to your children is how you were speaking at the end to this part. Like, you're good. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. You're safe with me. Mm-hmm. And so this is a process of becoming your own internal parent. Mm-hmm. And bringing that fear back to safety.
I love that.
And the more you really create that established direct line of connection to that fear, you won't have a panic attack. Because often panic attacks come on because of the fear of the panic attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 1000%. Okay. 1000%.
So really, you just got to work with the fear and just invite it to come back to the couch and just take care of it. Extend compassion towards it.
Okay. Gabby, I love you. Our listeners, tell them everything, the book, where they can get it. Obviously, I just got mine on Amazon, but go for it.
And by the way, I mean, I must have a book on the way to you guys. So just stay open to whatever is in the mail. you know, the book's on Amazon. It's called Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. It's never been more of a timely topic than today. And I believe that we all deserve to know, one, that we're not alone in our suffering. Mm-hmm. And to be given the guided path out. And so that's my prayer and my intention for this book. I really hope it helps people create a lot of serenity and self-soothing and support.
I love that. And then they can find you on Instagram.
I'm at Gabby Bernstein on Instagram. I have a podcast that I call Dear Gabby, where I workshop people like I've had the privilege of doing here with Jenna. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right, Gab, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I love you, sweetheart.
Love you, babe. Thank you. Appreciate your heart.
Okay. Also, one thing, I'm coming. This is not for the show, but I'm coming to
Nashville.
When? I think in April. I'll send you the date. Okay.
Yeah. Send it to me. Text it to me.
Like, it would be fucking awesome to hang out with you.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah.
Have a tea or something.
Tea. Yes.
Tea and a cigarette.
Tea and a cigarette.
You know what? I'm not opposed. Okay.
I haven't had one in so long.
That would be my advice. Like, if there was like something, if I was like at a party and like everyone was like doing coke in the corner, I'd be like, can I have a cigarette?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, let me know. Seriously, I'd love to see you. It'd be fun. That would be really cool. Love to hug you. Okay, friend.
And I'm going to make sure your books are over there for you guys. Okay? Yeah.
Well, I ordered one too, but I love you.
Okay.
I'll take one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bye, girl. See ya. Bye. Oh, I love her. She's so sweet.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great. She's just got like a really good heart, you know, like she's been through some stuff. And I feel like you can either go like one way or the other.
Sure.
And like, obviously she's taken, you know, she's used her pain for good and helping others. There's
so much hope in that, you know, I mean, it's just really good for people to see that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
But I also like to know that like, it's not just like, oh yeah, like, I don't have any struggles anymore. Cause that's like where I'm like, are you like happy every day?
Well, I'm sure not, but I think people really do have to see, or they're not going to put in the work.
Yes.
Like, I know for me, if I didn't believe that there was some kind of light at the end of the tunnel, I don't know that I would put in all the work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's almost like being on a diet.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why do it if, if you heard my stomach growling the entire time?
Are you so hungry?
I'm so hungry. I mean, I'm eating. Don't worry. It's just time for me to eat.
Right. But I mean, for you, it's like, right? It's like that same, like, you have to know that there's like, because if not, that's you're just going to keep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's definitely. Yeah. You've got to put the work in. For a lot of people, you have to know, you have to have that hope of what's at the end of it. Yes, it's still going to be struggling. Even if you lose the weight, you're still going to struggle and you're still going to have hard days and you're still going to, but you have, I feel like people have to hear that part of it or they're not going to put in the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I know what, and you have to hear. Yeah. And I know what you're saying because you want to hear, wait, you were just fixed and everything's just better because like I've been doing this for how long and I'm not fixed. You know, I hear you.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of people, especially new to therapy, they have to hear that hopeful.
Yes.
Like, what is going to end up at the end for me?
I mean, same.
You know?
I mean, same. That's like why I like read books and that's why I like, you know, because it's like, I want to know that like things can work out from like bad things.
Sure.
Like, I want to know that like, and which is like why, you know, I like sharing. It's like, hey, look at like, you can move on from divorce. And it's like, but in the moment when you have your friends, Catherine being like, you're going to get through this. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're
it's so hard
that.
To see it in 100%. The like moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like, I'm sure like, it's almost like I said, going back to like starting a diet. It's like, I'm sure you don't want to start it because it's like, it's hard to like start. It's hard to start therapy. It's hard to start like, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that is, I think, the like driving home. Yeah. There is hope. There
you have
is
to believe
light.
That's there for sure. Or why would you keep going?
Or why would you start?
Yeah.
Because if there's not a light or hope at the end, then who would start anything?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's almost easier to start than to keep going sometimes.
Mm.
In both senses, the diet and the therapy, because it's hard work.
And to keep going.
So it's like you
got to
keep going. Yeah.
It's like I was talking to a girlfriend at dance and, she, you know, they're having like some issues in their marriage. And she was like, it's easy, not easy to start. She's like, it started and it's good, but then it's like to continue like doing the things that we need or whatever. It's like, then you just kind of fall back or you fall off the diet or you fall off, you know, the therapy or whatever. And it's like, then you're back to like the dark again.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get through. There's going to be light at the end of the tunnel because there is, there always is. I've never seen a tunnel where it doesn't.
Exactly.
I mean, unless you're like on the, I mean, shoot, even in Shawshank, there you got through the tunnel. Like he dug a tunnel and then I'm serious. There was the nice man afterwards and, you know, but anyways, all right. Squirrel moment. See you guys next week.
Bye.
I actually just got her book in the mail. And so I'm pretty pumped to start reading that because I was hooked. I'm hooked by the intro.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really good. Okay, so there's exciting things happening. Wind Down is going on the road. Got some Nashville, Atlanta, and Chicago dates. So go to janakramer.com. Well, sometimes it's net.
It's not net.
Catherine, sometimes it's like
literally
net
been,
or like.
That has been your website for at least 10, 11 years.
Is it on the website?
janakramer.com/tour.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, manager. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time taking some girls out.
I have a follow-up on something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
The Karens.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out Karens are not the most likely people to exhibit Karen-like behavior. So maybe the name is not fair.
That's what
call
I said.
Them Karens. Research says that the most Karen-like behavior goes to women named Louise.
I was just going to say Lisa.
Louise. So that's Louise. My daughter's middle name.
Is it?
It's fine. We don't call it that.
By Anne and Jane.
Oh my God, an Anne is Jana, my middle name.
A Mark. Okay, stop being a Mark.
We're going to start that.
Jan. I don't.
Well, the male version Jane. Of the Karen is the Ken, so.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Jane, Louise,
Jane,
and Anne?
Is that all your name?
My middle name is Anne, used to be. Uh-huh. Ramsey's middle name is Jane. And Emmy's is Louise.
Well, it sounds like you're
literally my family.
Y'all are Karens.
Sounds like it.
The true definition of Karens. Well, good to know. To all those people out there, looks like you're the real Karen.
In your defense, the real Karens.
All right. I got nothing else. Talk to you guys next week. Bye. there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.